From VOA Learning English, this is the Agriculture Report. The town of Bor is about 450 kilometers west of Bangui, the capital of the Central African Republic. Thousands of people displaced by the violence in the country have come to the town seeking safety. VOA reporter Bagasi Kura recently spent 2 weeks in the Central African Republic. She reports that Christians displaced by the fighting are struggling to get enough to eat. But the country's food crisis affects more than just the people who fled the violence. Even if they are not displaced, many people in Bor are hungry and need food aid. Once a month, the United Nations World Food Program gives food to people in Bor. People line up to wait for the food. Tensions grow as the hours pass. African Union soldiers are on guard near the line. Madeleine Kim Mbusa is among those waiting. She and her 6 children fled their village a few weeks ago after Salika rebels attacked. She says that she could not stay in the village because the Salika killed her whole family. That is why, she says, she came to Bor. Michel Sourobe has 8 children. He has no job, no money, and no way to feed his family. He says that many things have happened during the crisis. He and his family fled into the bush. Michel Sourobe says he has visited some family members, and they are sick. Time passes. Finally, the wait is over for Madeleine Kim Mbusa. A worker calls her name, and she gets her food. She is given 50 kilograms of rice, 10 kilograms of beans, and 2 liters of cooking oil. But as she leaves, she discovers her bag of beans has been stolen. Other women help her capture the person who took it. With their help, Ms. Kim Mbusa gets her bag of beans back. But then she discovers that her cooking oil has been stolen. A displaced woman, Edwige Sonekpi, helps her find this second thief. Edwige Sonekpi says, "It's a war here. Men rob us. They don't want to share. And we women are always the losers." Madeleine Kim Mbusa arrives home with all of the food she was given. She says if she had the food earlier, her children would not have suffered. But she also says she is pleased and happy. She says this is her lucky day. And she hopes she will be able to feed her family for another month. And that's the VOA Learning English Agriculture Report. I'm Katie Weaver.